Rapper 21 Savage donates $25,000 to disgraced Southern Poverty Law Center. By Warner Todd Houston on June 14, 2019. Rapper 21 Savage donated $25,000 to the disgraced Southern Poverty Law Center after his arrest by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, for breaking immigration laws. The rapper's attorney claimed that the donation would go to give legal aid to illegal aliens held in detention centers. 21 Savage is making this donation public because everyday Americans need to know that ICE is using civil immigration detention as a weapon against immigrants. Many of whom, like 21 Savage, have relief from deportation and are able to fix their immigration status, attorney Charles Cook said in a press release. The SPLC's Willemijn Keyser said in a statement, "Only one in six immigrants detained in the Southeast has access to an attorney in removal proceedings. For an immigrant in detention, that legal representation can mean the difference between winning or losing their case. Between staying with their family or being forced to return to a place that is no longer home." The Eilat singer, whose real name is Shaoben Abraham Joseph, was born in the UK and was brought to the US legally in 2005. But he did not reapply for a visa once his original paperwork expired. In February, ICE released a statement saying, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, arrested unlawfully present United Kingdom national Shaoben Abraham Joseph aka 21 Savage during a targeted operation with federal and local law enforcement partners early Sunday in Metro Atlanta. Mr. Abraham Joseph was taken into ICE custody as he is unlawfully present in the U.S. and also a convicted felon. Mr. Abraham Joseph initially entered the U.S. legally in July 2005. But subsequently failed to depart under the terms of his non-immigrant visa and he became unlawfully present in the U.S. when his visa expired in July 2006. In addition to being in violation of federal immigration law, Mr. Abraham Joseph was convicted on felony drug charges in October 2014 in Fulton County, Georgia. The Southern Poverty Law Center also has mounting legal troubles of its own, with credibility torpedoing reporting coming from left-wing outlets like the New York Times and the Washington Post, among other. With its long history of accusing other organizations of hate, often falsely, the SPLC recently faced accusations of racism, corruption, and sexual harassment and the departure of several senior leaders. In March, the New York Times reported, after the center announced that it had fired Morris Dees, its charismatic co-founder, for misconduct. Another group of employees sent a separate letter accusing the center's leadership of being complicit in decades of racial discrimination, gender discrimination, and sexual harassment and/or assault. Mr. Dees, 82, has denied any wrongdoing. In addition, Bob Moser, a former SPLC staffer, told The New Yorker, the work could be meaningful and gratifying. But it was hard, for many of us, not to feel like we'd become pawns in what was, in many respects, a highly profitable scam. The U.S. government also recently stopped using the SPLC's so-called hate map as a source for crime information. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Twitter @WarnerThouston.